There's a conspicuous formality to state electoral college votes. Ballots get cast in the executive council chambers. Documents get signed and sealed with wax. The outcome was as ordained by local results. New Hampshire's four votes from four Democratic electors went to Hillary Clinton. But the sting of this election, at least for Democrats, remained visceral.
Recount the votes!
Demonstrators chanted outside the state house. And inside, the remarks were at times raw. One elector, former House Speaker Terry Norelli, proclaimed Clinton the victim of sexism.
If we listened, we heard it during the campaign every day. Her voice was too loud. She was too ambitious. She was too emotional. She was not emotional enough. She laughed too loudly. She didn't smile enough. She was a nasty woman.
But Norelli also exulted in Clinton's near-record vote total.
Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote, receiving more votes than any white man in our history.
The other electors were less pointed, but agreed Clinton's loss to Donald Trump must be overcome. Former State Senate President Bev Hollingworth warned that too much is at stake for voters to disengage.
All of us should have a common interest in seeking truth and repudiating sources of disinformation. We should all have a common interest in promoting participation in our democracy.
Elector Dudley Dudley, who in the 1970s was the first woman to serve on the Executive Council, hopes New Hampshire will consider joining other states in an agreement to award future Electoral College votes to the presidential candidate who wins the popular vote nationally. Dudley envisions New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner offering counsel.
I've asked the Secretary of State if he would look at it and give us some advice, and we'll see what that advice would be.
Bill Gardner was quick to note that lawmakers would need to decide any such change, and as for him weighing in, let's say he's in no hurry to go there.
I have enough with the primary, the date, and so I don't...
So as Democrats take stock of this election, what is and what isn't, what's possible and what's not, Carol Shea Porter, the state's final elector, said she'll be focusing on guidance she learned as a child, the Serenity Prayer.
It helps me to remember that there are things that you must accept with grace, and there are things that you cannot, and you need courage to fight that, and then you need the wisdom to know the difference.
Word she says Democrats everywhere would be wise to consider. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.